The U.S. President, Donald Trump, recently announced that the United States has a health emergency in the form of an opioid crisis. And the general argument that's being pushed around right now is that powerful prescription drugs have directly led to the tripling of drug use deaths due to drugs like heroin over the last two decades in the United States. But is that true? Is it the direct result of powerful prescription drugs? I sat down with Lucas Radbruch. He's the chair of palliative medicine at the University of Bonn. He's the director of the palliative care at the Malteser Hospital. And he's the president of the International Association for Hospice and Palliative Care. My first question for him was whether Germans per capita are consuming fewer opioid painkillers than Americans.
Not really. It's not that much less. So the amount per capita for the whole population would be lower than the US, but it's not that much lower. It's more than half of what the US uses. So you can't say that it's only a matter of not giving out painkillers at all. Obviously, we seem to use them in a more appropriate way, or to patients that benefit more from them. I checked before for the Lancet Commission about the number of opioid deaths, and the official statistic in Germany says that in 2015 there have been 220 deaths from opioid overdose for a population of 82 million. At the same year in the US, there have been 33,000 opioid overdose deaths. So that shows the difference. And as I said, the amount per capita used is not that much less.
So let's say we have two different individuals involved in a car accident, and as a result, they suffer chronic pain. One of them lives in the United States, the other lives in Germany. How would both of these two people experience their pain treatment, their palliative care, differently in these two countries?
Well, perhaps we start with the car accident and not the chronic pain. So what would happen is actually that the patient probably would need intensive care or at least lots of medical treatment. And he might suffer from severe pain, acute pain, as that. And he would get opioids in the US as well as in Germany. And he would need that also for the acute phase of the pain. In Germany, he probably would see a doctor very regularly. He would be in, if he would be in intensive care, he would really be in a good medical environment. And people would taper down the pain management according to his needs. And he probably would be off the opioids in about 2 weeks' time. In the US, he might get discharged from hospital and he might get a prescription for, say, about 4 weeks with opioid pain medicines. You don't really know whether he needs that for that time because he might not be able to see a doctor in that time or only very infrequently, but he would have the prescription and he would use the opioids probably for that period of time. If pain persists, he would get refills in the US and he probably would stay on the pain medicine for as long as he wants. And there's probably nobody who really asks him about whether it's really useful anymore. He probably wouldn't have money to get any more medical assessment, medical investigation, or to get a comprehensive pain management treatment. In Germany, at some time, the physician would stop the medicine, and he would definitely try to see whether the patient could do without. If not, he probably would try to enter him into a chronic pain treatment plan, would present him to a pain management specialist pain clinic. Usually that starts about half a year after the accident. If the pain still persists at that time, he probably would be eligible for specialist pain management. He would probably be entered into a very comprehensive treatment regimen, have inpatient treatment or part-time inpatient for several weeks, would have intensive rehabilitation processes, all that paid for by the sickness funds, and there might be a small role for opioids, at least for a short period of time in that, but most often it would not.
A lot of people are saying that it's, you know, painkillers, this new epidemic, they're tying it to the increase of opioids, prescription drugs. Is that fair? Can we say that?
I think that's definitely unfair, and I think there is a great danger that this leads to patients in the US suffering because they will not be allowed access to opioids. So right now, already first federal states have gone back to shorter prescription times for opioids. We are proud that we have extended the prescription duration so that patients can have to up to 30 days of opioids on one prescription. And in some of the US states, this has gone down to 7 days now. So patients will have to have refills quite frequently. And if they are bedridden and severely ill, then this might be difficult for them.
If you could advise Donald Trump and the United States on what the country should do to address this opioid crisis, what would you say?
Well, get a social security system. So I think, I mean, having discussed this a lot with my US partners in different commissions and groups, I think it really is such a difference whether you have a complete social security system with appropriate healthcare for everybody or whether everybody has to pay for himself. And then it becomes a matter of what you spend your money for.